My buddy Chad Hood spends a lot of time in Alaska salmon fishing. And today he talks about how he ends up his trip. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Really do my best to take minimal amount of gear. And we don't have luxuries by any means. To be able to accomplish that means that I don't have a lot of changes of clothes, and I don't have even necessarily a lot of creature comforts at camp, but it makes it to where it's affordable and it's manageable. And then, of course, on the back end of the trip, I always try to take fish home with me. And the way that works can be a little intimidating to people because they just don't know. There's no need to be shipping fish down from Alaska. You can make it all happen yourself. And what we do is usually on a remote trip like that, assuming we've got a thumbs up from the pilot that, yeah, our pickup's still good. So we'll start keeping fish the day before and then hopefully have enough time the following day that we can collect enough fish to take out from the bush. And so we'll keep fish the morning of. Any fish that we've caught, I'll fillet up, put them in plastic bags, and then wrap them up in a dry bag. And then when we get into civilization, typically I'll have arranged or figure out a freezer that I can put that fish in. Now, I have the luxury that usually I smoke all my fish so I don't have to repackage them, but it wouldn't take much to do it. Get them in a freezer.
And then share some with your buddy when you get home. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. See you next time.